day of the Torah, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Yep, ready to go. Good morning. The Siyum of Masechta Yuma, which we're dealing with, Amar Rabbi Kiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, Lefnemiyatem Metarim, Umi Metareschem Avichem Shebashamayim, Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Vizarakti Alechem, Mayim Tahirim Vitahartem, the other part says, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, Mikveh Metareh Zatmeim, HaFakadosh Baruch Hu, Metareh Yisrael. Why is this the Siyum of Masechta Yuma? What do with Yom Kippur? Why Dafka Rabbi Kiva? In other words, why are we saying Dafka with the Maimer of Rabbi Kiva? Well, Derech Zeh, you realize by Kol Nidre, the whole Avoid of Yom HaKadosh begins, take the Sifrei Torah out of the Oren, we start with the Pasuk, Oyer Zorua L'Tzadik Yishalev Simcha. As you do it, said in Sforam HaKadoshim, it's brought in Shalton, various places, brought from the Machne Chaim of Pes, it's brought from the Shalton Shuvas, Siach Yitzchak, for Rabbi Yitzchak Weiss, of Verboi, very old Sforam bring. That Yodua, the Medrash tells us that when was the day, the Gemara in Brachos, stuff, where was that? The Gemara discusses the Kiddush Hashem of Rabbi Akiva. When was the day that Rabbi Akiva was nostalgic Baruch HaKodesh? When is the Ilul, the Yortzeit of the Tana HaKodesh Rabbi Akiva, the holiest of holy, Yom Kippur. Passed away in Yom Kippur. And therefore it's brought in the Hakdom of Rabbi what? Murdered, yeah. Kiddush Hashem, yeah. Therefore it's brought in the Hakdom of Rabbeinu Yitzchak Avin, one of the Rishonim. He writes, why did he call his sefer Urzarua? He had a shaila, see, Akiva, is like the Bavli or the Yishalmi. Akiva is spelled at the end with an aleph or a. So it's nizgalat to him in a shemayim that Urzarua, la tzaddik, yushalay simcha, sefer tevis Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, with a. I'm not going to involve the whole, we could spend hours talking about the difference between the hay and whatever. The gematrias have a whole chesh, but they ain't coming good. Right? Asher Alkein, when it comes to Yom HaKodesh, the Lula, the day that Rabbi Akiva was Moshe Nafshi Al Kiddush Hashem, Masay Ovei Liyodi Vekayemna, right? Therefore, to Me'oirer the Schus of Rabbi Akiva, we dafke end Masechta Yuma, Yom Kippur, with Omer Rabbi Akiva Sheikhem Yisrael. And we dafke say the Pasuk, Erzur Al Atzadik, which is Meramas and Rabbi Akiva. What Lechur is the Sheikh of Rabbi Akiva to the Tara, the Slichem, Mechil, the Kapar of Yom Kippur? So, but Pashtas, I would have said, everyone knows that the zman of Leil Kol Nidre is a tikkun of Midas Hayesod, which says in Pasuk Ki Yom Kippurim Hu, which is Gimatria Choisim, Yom Tzom Kippur Yechaseimu the Mid of Yesod, and it's brought in Meirinayim in this week's parsha that when the Gemara says in Yuma Dapehei that Rebbe holds, Rebbe Nosi holds that Itzumer Shel Yom Mechaper LaShovim Vul SheEinim Shovim Pshat is those averus that it says in Zohar Hakodesh that there's no tshuva Chas V'Shalom, there's no tikkun on this. Rebbe holds the Yom Kippur is Mechaper LaShe'einim Shovim. You can get a tikkun for that, which normally the Zohar says there's no tikkun. And therefore it's Oyer Zaruah Dafka LaTzadik. It's brought in Kisvei Arizal. A person has to fast for every averus for tikkun HaYisod. You got to fast. Reish la medalit taniyus, quite a lot. Which, by the way, Reish la medalit, I would tell you, is gimatria la tzaddik. You're not going to be a genius to work it out. It's derech agav. It's brought in svarim. The Rav Shusser brings one of the tikkunim of Yisod is to try and be make zivugim shiduchim for other people, down for other people, to make zivugim for other people. And that's where Eliezer, who was the first shatchin, he says, Vashem itzliach, darki is gimatria. Reish la medalit. And therefore, just by the way, it's brought from the Mekubalim bring Rostropola that the name of the Sar Shel Yam, remember who didn't want to initially to be Bekeyah Nekal Yisrael, his name is Radal, Reish Dalit Lamed. And by the way, if you work out, Moshe is called Mem Shin Hei, last time I looked, yeah? What are the letters before Mem and Shin Hei? Reish Lamed and Dalit. Hello? Pari, what are the letters before Pei Reish Ayin Hei? Hello, you don't got to be a genius to work it out. Hello? Huh? Aleph Kuf Samach Dalit, which is also Gematria 234. That's a Bekei Ayom Lifnei Moshe. I'm just mentioning this. Derech Agav, sometimes people need Zivugim in the family. I need parnasa in the family. So the midas of tikkun hayisod, the inyan that will speak out, are segulis, because the Gemara says kosher lezavgam is kriyas yamsuf, and kosher the parnasa of a person is kriyas yamsuf. So if you have the inyan of these tikkunim, then you have already zivugim and you have parnasa and kol tuv. Why am I telling you this? Because the pasuk says, Rabbi Kiva said, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem is Gematria 718, which is Gematria Hatshuva. And safe. What is Hatshuva with the Hey Hayidia? There's two types of tshuva. There's the tshuva Miyira, and there's the tshuva Mehava. Right? Hatshuva with Hey Hayidia, that is the koyach of what? The tshuva miyira, to get rid of the tumah. You mafri from the tumah through yir. Tshuva mehava is to come to beis gnoza shalakadosh baruch hu, to be hamish with the Eibishter in his treasure house. The shtoikakus, the closeness, the relationship with the Rabbeinu Shalom. Therefore, the pasuk says mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Everyone knows. The famous from Sofer, and he's got the Sofer every year, he would start Idroshis, Leil Kol Nidre, always with Omer Rabbi Kiva Sheikhim Yisroel. And the Machtachai says he also followed his Rebbe. It's because the Ma'ir of the Schluss of Rabbi Kiva. But Mikveh Yisroel Hashem. What's a Mikveh Yisroel Hashem? There's an Indian of the Eibishter is a Mikveh. Yom Kippur is a Mikveh. Everyone knows the famous Bnei Yisrael. There's a sheet of Yushalmi and Trumas that a barrier is bottle in 960. Why? Because there's four Yisoidis and everything, Eishruach Mayim Ofer. And each Yisod is included as a kol from all of the four Yisoidis. So four times four, for any mathematician, is 16. Bittel helps in Shishim. How much is 16 times 60? Times 60 is 960. The Bnei Yisoidis famously says in Elzah, famous, I said this 1,000 times, right? How many days are in the 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippurim? 30. How many hours in a day last time I counted was 24. 24 times 40 is 960 weiter. So Yom Kippur is the Chamikveh. The Eibishter is a Mikveh. Klal Yisrael is a Mikveh. When the Rav Shitzur was amongst Yidden, he used to bob his head. They go to Mikveh up and down. Klal Yisrael is a Mikveh. Yidden are a Mikveh. The Eibishter is a Mikveh. A Mikveh is a Mikveh. Tyre is a Mikveh. Right? So the Chasefer used to always darshan taka, the Eibishter is, who is Matayr? It's not your Tahr, it's not your learning and your davening and your avoid and your tears. The Eibishter is Avichim Shemayim. But although the Eibishter is Matayr Yid, you have to get into the mikveh. The Hainu, you have to, for the mikveh to be Matayr, right? You have to get rid of all the Chatzis. That is the avoid the Kosher Shabbat. Taka mik lifnei mi atem mitarim is your avoida, but mi mitar eschem is the Eibishter. He's the mikveh. But you have to get rid of your chatzis and should be able to be toivel properly. And the famous word, the Bel Zeruv, the first Bel Zeruv said, Yedua, Skuz Yogan Aleinu, famously, Ki bayoyim hazeh yitar, yichaper. Aleichem letayr eschem. Put the comment in place. He cried when he said this with Mavsekis. The Abish is metayr. Aber aleichem letayr eschem. You have to use your avoid to get into the mikveh. And therefore, the Tuponim says, the Satman of Zaydis, a moiridi gevort. Says, everybody knows, Erev Yom HaKodesh is, every poshet shebe pshutim, a kal shebe kalim, nishkan tzadik yisadoylem. Every he knows benafshi, you're out of your mind. Everyone is aim of, fachad, you can't open your mouth. It gives the matzav ruach, and a normal yidin is out of their mind. Suddenly, after they take out the sifrei Torah, but the Rebbe Kol Nidre, you make a bracha, shech yonu v'kimonu v'yonu l'zman hazeh, unzeveret simcha. Everyone, you can't make a bracha of shech yonu if you're not in the matzav ruach of simcha, right? So the eponim taitch, this pshat and pasuk, says in pasuk, right? The eternal pasuk, Shabbosin hulachem. The Shabbos is the day of simcha. So they have menucha of tranquility, of serenity. To know that you're toivel in the Eibishter, and the Eibishter is avichim shemayim. Givaldik, it can't be. Tzadikim said if there will be one Yom Kippur once every 70 years in your life, you should be dancing with simcha. Right? So Shabbosin hulachem. Aber v'inisim fortes v'inisim as nafter sechim v'agferlich inui. Right? A person's out of his mind with pachad and yir and whatever. When is the pachad? Me'erev aderev. But These are Bichi. Right? And the ninth, in the Zman of Tosfos Yom Kippurim, which I really want to discuss today, but no time. I spent a whole week working on a pilpul about Shitas Rambam, Alibad Rabbi Kiva, Shitas, whatever, but I'm not going to speak about it. But the Vort is, hello, that in the Erev, Bechbachi, Bechoydish, Bo Erev, then is the Inui. Aber me Erev and Erev, the rest of Yom Kippur is Tishbu Shabbos, Kamalatain Shabbos of Sibra, of Serenity, of Menucha, etc. And therefore, Hatshuva going back is 718, which is Gimatria Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, which is also Gimatria, unbelievable. Oyer Zorul Atzadik, which is the pasuk we just said, right? Yeah? Which is also the Yinichlos Bifnim, and the pasuk says at the end of Mizmul Dover Hashem Roy, Vishafti Beveis Hashem. Vishafti is Gimatria. Also Hatshuva, also Oyer Zorul Atzadik, also Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Right? And the pasuk said, "Until him yoyimim yitzav Hashem chazdi." Right? Yoyimim yitzav is gimatria oyer lichtikait. Yoyimim oyer zaru al tzadik. Uvalaylo shira imi is gimatria also 718 kanal. And therefore, the pasuk says, "You know, 17, 7, 18 is also gimatria oru ada yisoidbo." Again, midas hayisod, or who is speaking about edoim golus basro? That our golus, it says in Zoyer, right? Is the tikkun. Who was the one who fought against Edoim, against Malchus Roim? Rabbi Akiva. So all of this, the chlal, the pashtus, one would say, the inyan of Rabbi Akiva, the hilul of Rabbi Akiva, being Yom Kippur, is a tikkun for the tikkunim that one needs on Yom Kippur. Fine. But it's a sach tifun. By the way, the Derech Agav, the Munkacher writes in Shag Yisosu, the tikkun of Midas Yisosu, be ikar is ava. You have ava to the Eibishter, ukemayim upon him lepon, and the Eibishter shows his ava to you. Each one is mamshich oyer. Oyer is gematria 207. 2 times 207 is gematria 414, which is gematria haft through a hava, through mehava. That's what it says in Zoyer, that there's no tikkun, only a tshuva sagi, a great tshuva rav, which is the inyan of tshuva mehava. And therefore, the oyer is the rule of tzaddik, uli yishrei, work it out, uli yishrei leiv simcha. And therefore, who is the person, the Tana, who represents, hello, Ava ad Mesiris Nefesh, that's Rabbi Akiva. Whole life, he was waiting, Mosa Yovi Leyodi Mesiris Nefesh, Ahavta B'chol Nafshecha, Filo Noitlis Nafshecha, that's Rabbi Akiva. There are said countless times, the Medrash Pliya, which says, Moshe Rabbeinu by the Sneh said, Shlach no biatishlach, biad Rabbi Akiva. Why Rabbi Akiva? Because Moshe Chedmin, it's too early, it's premature. Aber Rabbi Akiva was the one who has Ava is the Bechinas Bonim, and if you hold that Eden Chal Yisrael Bechinas Bonim, then all the tzaras that the Kushi Hashibud is Mashlim, and therefore Moshe comes from Yira. Why was Moshe born Vatiren Am Yalis Ligim? Beside Midas Yira, therefore he didn't bat him, right? He didn't say Yira. By Moshe, Otu Yira Milta Zutzi, because he's born from Yira. Moshe Enkin Rabbi Akiva is the Mid of an Ava, and therefore Rabbi Akiva is Mechaper, Dikunim, that are needed in Yom Kippur. That's why I've said many times, the famous Medrash, also a plea. People are falling asleep in the middle of the drasha. He wanted to arouse them, what did Rabbi Akiva say, to get them to wake up? Ma rosa Esther to be queen of 127 Medinas, Tove Basbid Shel Star, who live. What's going on here? So the Semach David, the din of her, son of the Meisoscher, brings. The Gemara says in Kiddushin Daf Memtes that there's 10 measures of sleep that came into the world, and slaves took 9. And a person between us, Ben, he serves the Eibishter with a love, with Ava, with a Bren, with a Shtoikus. He's not asleep, he's awake. A Bren Evan, he got to do what he got to do, but whenever you have an extra moment, so he saw his Talmidim were not following his derech of Ava Sashem, of being Bechinas Bonim. He wanted to wake them up from their slumber. Said, you want to be a Bechina from Esther, from Sora, by Eishes Chayel, it says, Vatokam in Lailo. Right? The terror of Leveso. Therefore, he was more over them, the Bechinas Ava. That's Rabbi Akiva, Ava. Oh, but it's Asach Tifrigadet. It's not just me ticking out your sword. It's ticking the whole idea of Tshuva, the whole concept of Yom Kippur, to understand what the essence. For a simple level, for an Ashram Gakain of Yom Kippur is, you have to understand a big Yom Kippur. You have to understand a big Kippur. Behektim, the Gemara famously says in Brachas of Sama Gimel, Ein divrei Torah miskaimin ela b'mi shemei misaf. Shemei zois Torah adam ki yamos boi. What's the pshat? When I kid you, hear this Rabbanon quote this every other day, right? You don't understand, you don't perceive, you don't internalize, you don't comprehend Torah, the profundity of Torah, unless you're Adam Fiyot. It should have said a person doesn't learn, understand. We miskaimin. So the Naomi Melech in Pashas Chukah says, and the other Gemara in Brochus, where the Gemara says, Rabbi Kiv said, Mosai Ove Liyodi Akeimena, right? With Akeimena, what do you mean? I will fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Vakaimena means there should be a kiyum, said Rabbi Melech of the Gentiles, you're going to tie this. There should be a kiyum, l'duris of the Avas Hashem, which will be the kiyum of Yidin, Mitzvah Nefesh, with the kiyum of Claudius Yisrael and Golos. Al derech ze, the chak of a rebbe brings from his father, dafkat ha'ein divrei Torah miskaimin. You can understand, you have a good head, you have a high IQ, you're a bright fellow, right? You can learn Torah, you can know whatever, you can have a good memory. Aber ein divrei Torah miskaimin to kinder and kinskinder, it doesn't pass through the generations, only if you only have a nefesh for yourself, right? And that, it says in Sforim, I don't have time to elaborate, it's a whole bunch of rayas. When Rabbi Akiva darshan Essen, Es Hashem Lekecha Tiru, because of that, it says in Sforim HaKadoshim, he was murdered for what? He was the 10th connected, the Shechina, there were 9 Shvatim, plus, I've said many times, not going to tell them, Shvatim Shvatim, Basiria, Kodesh, he was the 10th, he was connected, the Shechina that went into that Chirim to keep the news from Yitzhak. Who could be in the place of the Shechina that he died al-Kirshem? Kapora for the Shechina Kvayach, whatever that means. Hello? Dafka, when you darshan Es Hashem Lekechotir. And the whole Gemara Chagig, the idea that Rabbi Akiva was Moisir Nefesh for Torah and Yiddishkeit, was that Torah should have a kiyum, and that Tzadikim in every generation could be Mamtik Dina and Mavatal Gezeris, and bring only Brachas Yeshua to call Yisrael. That Rabbi Akiva opened up that shvil of Mesiris Nefesh, Mitzar Avos Hashem, which gives a kiyum for Chal Yisrael, Atzoyf Kol Arderis. And that's the kiyum, Akeimena. Asher Alkin is understood why Dafka, when it comes to Yom HaKippurim, and you want to mevatel Gzeiris and destroy Gzeiris Royis and bring Brachas and Yeshuas and Chal Yisrael, we Dafka evoke the Koyach of Ezer Latzadik of Rabbi Akiva, who gave us this power. Which is the Avodah of Rabbi Akiva, Tifergeret. I've said many times, I'm not repeating it, it's a beautiful Gedichte Pilpul from Nelson Gestetner of Nebrach, gorgeous. It's like unbelievable. Remember Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara says in Brachas, the Malachim Tainet, Zutar, Zuzchara, and a Baskel comes, it says, Chelke Bechayim. Yotz a Baskel, after the Bezirus Nefesh, the Kiddush Hashem Rabbi Akiva, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, Sha'ato, next words, Mizumen Lachem. What does Mizumen mean? Someday you're mezumin. He's murdered. He's dead already. He's killed. The shekelis besore and meshka. What do you mezumin? You're already chelke b'chayim. The Gemara says people who die al kiddush Hashem in kaberi yecholei lamin b'chitzot zomelam habo. What's that mezumin chaylebo? Losan gishtet and the taiches pshat and Rabbi Akiva is when he's alive in this world. His life down here was kimeya shemayim al oritz. His whole life was mezumin chaylebo. That's why v'chaybohem mesiris nefesh, because hit by a tzaddikim as Yitzchak Moshe, v'chaybohem is not in this world. Elik tenoylem haba the whole time kaseida when he's alive. This idea, the Rabbi Akiva, of bringing connecting oylem haba and oylem hazeh. Which is why Yom Kippur Dafka is the yahrzeit, the lula of Rabbi Akiva, is the essence, if you really want to understand Tifrigadet, of what Yom Kippur is about. Where do I take this from? We said, I quoted before, Rabbi Yudanossi, Rabbi, holds that Itzumish Yom Kippur Mechapir Lashavim. What kind of thing is that? I'm a simple guy. I'm speaking to people, ordinary people, right? He's playing, what does it mean? That Itzumi Shalyom is Mechapir L'Sheinim Shav. Maybe the guy did tshuva, and he sat, and he cried his eyes out through Slich, whatever. Did tshuva, serious. You're a person of the She'enim Shavim. What should Itzumi Shalyom Mechapir? What does it mean? Unti figuret, afilu like Rabbon, the Kaimel and Hochi, the Yom Kippur is only Mechapir L'Shavim. I've said this countless times in the past, so what's Mechapir? The tshuva or the Itzumi Shalyom? We pass it, Itzume Shal Yom is Mechaber. The Tanai, that when is Itzume Shem effective, is only Lashavim. Like getting rid of the Chatzitza. Aber the tshuva, the kapora, is not your tshuva. Right? The tshuva is, the kapora is itzumi shalem, is the nifis the ebishtar, vichur shemayim. No, if you have a chatzitza, it's like not going in the mikveh. But what's matayr the mikveh? What does itzum mishleim mean? So it says in Sforan Agdishim, everybody says this, that just like the Kohen Gadol, the Yom HaKodesh, entered into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there's a Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies in every neshama of Yisrael, by everybody, by every b'chol hashem Yisrael, shem yichud v'chunu. And that is Nisgala on Yom Kippur. And therefore, in a nutshell, Yom Kippur is the one day a year, Echad Bashono, right? Yom Yisrael Le Echabem, where a Yid could spear, could feel Olam Haba and Olam Hazem. This Nish Maivar, this is Shaloka, this brings it B'Shem, the Ramak, right? Masho says this. Look, take a look in the beginning of the Masho, Nizakdomet, Mesechta Yuma, right? That's pshat. Why is it that Yom Kippur we don't eat? Because the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Yudzayin, what is Olam Haba? Ein bo yachila v'leishia v'leipiri v'rivia v'leikina v'leisina v'sachlo matzomaten v'leikina v'leisina v'leisachrus ela tzadikim yoshin v'atriseim b'risheim v'nehenim yizivashin. On Yom Kippur, Olam Haba, you do eat. Shenemar vayechzu es olikim vayechlu vayishu. You do eat. But you eat ruchnis, you don't eat gashmis. And even the goof is the henna from the ruchnis. Hello? If you look in the Rambam, where does the Rambam discuss the fast of Yom Kippur? Where would you have put it? In the Hilchus Tainis. Fast. Tisha B'Av. No, no. Rambam puts it in Hilchus Shvisus also. In the Lothian. And the Rambam says there's an oid in Halacha Dal, Paragalus. There's an oid halacha of Yom Kippur on the Shvisus, not the Mimalacha. There's a shvitz of Yachid Rishit. Don't say you're fasting. On Yom Kippur, you don't fast. On Yom Kippur, you shuivis from Achilu and Shtiya Gashm. And what are you eating? You're eating Miziv Ashchina. You're eating Elam Habadik. Ruch Niyazdik. Right? And therefore, the Mashal says, everybody knows, Yom Kippur is the one day a year that the Satan has no Rishus Las Dunei, because HaSatan is Gematria 364. One day out of the year is out. Why? Because the Gemara says in Sukkah, Daphnan Bey, that lost his love, the Abishur will take the Satni Torah, and he will shecht it. When do I spear? When do I feel the Zayir says this, members? That your Yom Kippur is a day of Almud Osi, a day of Elam Haba, in this world. Therefore, who is the one who speaks about Yitzum Yishlyoy Mechaper Lashom Yishlyoy Dafki Rebbe? Who was Rebbe? He was the Gilgal of whom? Hello. What are you talking about? I've said this like 1,000 times. Rabbi Yehuda HaNossi says the Kilas Yankees were all Sifri Kodesh, that Nossi stands for Nitzut Soishel. No, Chevra. Yankee Bavinu. No, hello. Shnei Goyim a bit nech, Shnei Geyim a bit nech, Rabbi Antoninus and Rabbi, hello. Vayeshev Yankee Beres Mitzrayim. So he lived in Sipari for 17 years. I said this like 1,000 times here, maybe over the years, right? That he wrote Vayeshev Yehuda B'tzipayri Shvas Hashona. Hello? Yeah. It's at Yankov. And he said Yehuda himself. Because Rebbe Yudan was the Gilgal of Yankov. Right? Therefore, by Yankov Avinu, the Pasuk said, Nishai Vigdishu es Kiddush Yankov. First bracha, Magen Avram. Second bracha, the Reis Yitzchak, as we'll discuss. The third bracha, after Kodesh, that's Yankov. Vigdishu es Kiddush Yisrael. Right? Therefore, Rebbe, what did he used to say? What was his line? His Pirkei Avos, Perik Beis, Mishnah Aleph, Nu, Rebbe, Oymer, Eid, Derech, Yishar, Sheyavar, Le'odom, Kolshi, Tiferes, Le'isev, who's the Midah of Tiferes? Yankov Avinu. Right? What do you know about Yankov? The Gemara says, Yankov Avinu, Lo'imet. What is the Midah of Yankov? Titein? Emes Liyankov. Emes Liyakov, Emes Liyakov. Scramble the letters, you get the same letters. Not even Gematria. Yaakov Lemes. Because Kush Tokoi, Emes doesn't die. What do you know about Rebbe, the Gemara in Suvis Nafkuv Gimel? Every Friday night, he came and made Kiddush as a Baruch Yuva for assembly. Kvalt. Because Rebbe is Bevchinas Yankov. Right? Titin Emes Li Yankov. That's Rebbe. Hello. Why does Emes? Yom Kippur is the day of ultimate Emes. Kiat Likim Emes. 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 Yeah, hello. on Yom Kippur is Nizgala, the Emes, Amitius, Mechus, Pnimi of every Yid. There's no Yid wants to sin, right? Nishna doesn't. Ki Beko Havaye Tzur Elamim, Chazal say, Yud Kei, this world was created with which letter? Hey. Elam Haba, Yud. Hello? 10? Which day of the Aseres Yom Tshuva is Yom Kippur? Day number 10. What is the name of Yaakov? Yaakov. Yud Ekev. To be Mamshuk to Yud, Bechina 10. Olam Abo. Afilu in the Ekev Tishmun that you're able to hear. You with me? Therefore, Yankov and Esav divided the world. Yankov, Esav, Harasha took Olam Hazeh, and Yankov took Olam Abo. And this Chelik of Yankov, the Emes of a Yid, that is Nisgala on Yom HaKodesh. Right? Therefore, how do I know? It says in Pasuk, whatever. Vinisim is nafshi seich. Inui. What does inui mean? Affliction. What kind of affliction? Maybe on Yom Kippur you have to walk over a bed of nails, stand on your head, listen to a rabbi's drosh for 3 hours. I don't think I can find you 100 ways how to give inui, to afflict a person. How do we know that tanu is nafshi seich means a shvisa bechidushia? How do you know that? The Gemara. I also know it's the Gemara. I figured the Gemara would speak about it somewhere, yeah? So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara, Furush Gemara Yuma. Because by the mon, it says, Vayancha, Vayarivecha, Vayachilcha Samon. Malahalon, something which has what? Ravun. So too. That's because I'll know it's fasting. Otherwise, we'll be walking on a bed of nails. Hello? What's the shot? Why is mon Vayancha? An inui, a guy whose whole life is spent with pizza and sushi and alish ration, right? To eat mon, but what do we know about mon? The same Gemara, the sugya of mon is dafk in Yom Kippur, because one and the same. What do we know? Lechem abirim achol ish lechem shemalachi asharos echem. It's being nene from the zivashchin, right? But if you're a sushi man, then the mon doesn't do anything for you, because the goof, okur, your gross, coarse, fagreb the goof. Right? Doesn't relate to mon. Because ruchnis. On Yom Kippur, you have to eat. But you have to eat mon. You have to eat ruchnis. You have to eat divashchini. You have to eat kedusha. They said Ramdachim Chernobyl was fat. I never ate. It's fat from Omen Yehesh Merabas. Come on, get. No. By Biachim Zakai. Hello? The good tides. Shmuel Tevet Dash Netzen. Right? Therefore, that Rizal says there are five tefillahs. It's the only day of the year. There are five tefillahs on Yom Kippur. Connected the five inuyim. What normally your sandwich, your pizza, your whatever gives you a zatkait, your five tefillahs on Yom Kippur. I have a friend, Tairi did. His father suddenly was diagnosed right before Yom Kippur, Ben Kesela Osir, with a gefährlich debilitating disrimachel. There's a Rav in a shul. He won't be able to. The doctor said, you can't daven, you can't fill the omud, which he normally does. You can't give your drosha. It's not going to be finished. You're on the way out. Bye bye. Yiskadol v'yiskadosh. He went to the Rebbe by Lekach Erim. The Rebbe said, Ulachayoysom Berov. Pshat is Yom Kippur is not a fast. It's Lachayoysom Berov. Through the Rav Yom Kippur, that gives a chayus a person. And Taka after Yom Kippur, there was not a zecher left of the whole mach. Mamish. In other words, Yom Kippur is Nisgala, the etzem of the neshama v'yid. Hence, Aseres Yom Tshuva, what do we say? We had a capital tildim, Shira Mailois, Mimamakim Krosich Hashem. It says, what's a mamakim? From the Omke HaNeshama. Like it says by Mitzrayim, Vayizaku, right? Vatal Shavosim Elikim and Avoido. Like it says in Pasuk and Echot, Tzoak Libam El Hashem. The tefillahs which come from the Oimke Alev, which can't articulate in words. That's the etzim, the emes of tefillah. But that comes from the neshama. Aber the avodah of the neshama has to penetrate into the guf. And that's Yom Kippur, when the guf and the neshama are ba'achtus, right? That's the kapora of, that's the essence of what Yom Kippur is about. Last week, if you remember, I said the whole Rosh Hashanah and who had everything, Tishrei. Like, I know times I like spent 2% of what I wanted. The whole avoid of Chodesh Tishrei is a tikkun of Adam Arishon, the Chet Etzadas. What does it say after Adam and Chava ate from the Etzadas? Where did they have b'soich Etzagan? You know what the Medrash says? The Moiridik Medrash, so powerful. They went to hide. Where did they hide? Inside of the Eitz Hadas Tevera. B'toich Eitz Hagan. Says the Al Shech HaKadosh, Gefelach. What does this mean? Human nature is, you commit a crime. Never, you ran someone over, I don't know what. What is the human nature? You're a schlock, you commit a crime, you run away as far, psychologically, from the place of the crime. What does Adam do? He committed a crime, he brought, all the gezeiros wrote to say, all tzoros that we have today is in that one avir. So when he wants to hide from the Eibishter, where does he run? Into the Eitz Hadas. Run far away from it as you can. Says the Al Shech HaKadosh, it's such a tifa vort. Adam is no fool. Adam is a chitzir kap of Shech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the reasons he wanted to chap the whole Eitz Hadas, he wanted to chap the Sharanun of the Sharibina. Vitim Kelikim. He's a genius, a genius, a genius. He knew, where do you run away from the Eibishter? Where do you run from him? Right? He made a gewaldige cheshbon. I know when you commit an aveira, the place becomes a place of tumah. A place of tumah is not a place for Asherah Tashchina. And I don't want to meet the Eibishter. I don't want a meeting with him. I'm embarrassed. I'm humiliated. The best place to run is to the Eitz Hadas. The place of aveiras, of the mikshul, right? And they're gufa, they can't be Asherah Tashchina. Huh? What do you understand? Why did he run to the Eitz Hadas? Because he reckoned that's the one place which serves as a mechitza from Kedusha. The Eibishter is Kedusha. Shkeid is Kedusha. The one place in the world that there's Aveira, there's Tumah, the Stra is the place of this Aveira. I run there. Says the Targum Yoinus, and the Eibishter says, Ayeka, Shaita Einer. Do you really think you could hide from me? Ali Malek, Kalaritz Kavayit. What's this? Lechura, what's the Eibishter's answer? Admission is right. It's a das, a place of tumah. How could there be a gilushchin? How could there be kedush in a place of tumah? This answer is so deep, Rabbi. It's gewalt. You know what the answer is? What does the pasuk say in Tilim? Ona, David HaMelech says, Ona eilech miruchecha v'ona mipanecha evrach. Where can you run away from that bashefer? Im esach shamayim shamato. Right? Aber not only that, aber vatsia sha'oil hineko. Even if you're in sha'oil tachtis, aber the Eibishter is there, ishoichin itam b'toich tumasum. In the Eitz Hadas, the place of tumah, there liegt the shechina. You know how you spell chet? Ches, tes, aleph. The aleph at the end of chet is totally, it's an aleph noch, you don't pronounce it. What is it there for? Say the Sforim HaKadoshim, even B'Shas HaChet, the Aleph, the Aluf Yishel Oilem is dear. So you think you could find a place in this world where it's not Meloichel HaOretz Kevoidei? Even B'Shoil Tachtis, the Eibishter is dear. Even by the Eitz Hadas, even the Mokin Tumah, even B'Shas HaChet. And this, by the way, I'm saying that's what Matl Zilber. Even, that's Pshat, the whole year we say Baruch Shem Kvayin Malchusoi, Dafka, once a year, but Kolram is right. Because Shema Yisrael, Yehudi La, that the Eibishter is nothing else but him. Fine, that's great. But I live in my little world, my Manchester United, and my business, and my that's my domain. There's the Eibishter, I'm in Shul, he's the Bris Medrash, and I have my Dalet Amis from my Mishkan, my stamp collection, my Boy Scouts, whatever little vinkel that I made for myself. Right? The vort of the Chaim Valojin, the Reis Nefesh Chaim, the vort of Boruch Shem, Kvayin Malchus, a bizoyin. That the Eibishter Kvayochel is in the Mokoyim Achi Shofel Bo'ilum. And the on Yom Kippur, when this idea of Tshuva, Dafka, we bring out this idea. This is my introduction to the introduction. I haven't started yet. But the whole vort is, what the... I have seven medrash pliyos, but I'm not going to have time to... But the point is, Yom Kippur is a moment, right, when a person feels Olam Haba in Olam Hazeh. Ein bo yachid v'shtir. You know, the Lev Simchot, the Ger Rebbe said, that's pshat, the beginning of Kol Nidre, we make after the whole, we make v'nislach l'chodat, right? V'salachta, yeah? After the slicha, right? We make a bracha b'shem malchu shechiyonu v'kimonu. What's the bracha shechiyonu now? What's the appropriate shechiyonu? Because Chazal say a person does tshuva, the Eibush creates him. A bria chadosh. By Roshon it says, oh, karbon, it says v'kraftem. Roshon says v'asisem. Kilu, you created yourself. You become a bria chadosh. And that's the whole idea of tshuva. You know, there's a medrash. I'll just say one medrash, please. The medrash says when Avram Avinu was oikid yitzur by the Akedah, Avram afterwards told the Eibishter, give to my children 10 days of tshuva. What in the world is there to be tshuva? Okay. You know how tshuva helps? There's a famous kasha, everyone goes, oh, everyone asked the kasha, I'm not the prima godim, tevas guma, it's a famous kasha. The Chura, there's a din. Apparently, the Rosh asked this kasha. You find the Rosh, I'll be very obliged to you. But the Rosh asked the kasha. We have a din, the Gemara Pesachim, the Gemara Sukkah. Nira v'nidcha, shuva v'ninira. We discussed this many times, right? Something that was fit to be a korban. And then it became nidcha, unfit. Once it's unfit, it can't become once again fit. So they ask, how can you ever do tshuva? You were nira, and then you were nidcha. How can you shuva v'nira? So they say, that only applies nira v'nidcha, shuva v'ninira by an animal. But the Eibishter will be Mechayim Eisim. Right? It's a pasuk. It's a foolish pasuk until we come out this whole word. Hale'ato toshuv t'chayenu. Right? Hale'olam tenach tiznach t'netzach. Will you not accept our tshuva? Hale'ato toshuv. The Eibishter will Mechayim Eisim. And if the Eibishter will Mechayim Eisim, then we're not near of a nitcha, because we're never nitcha that tshuv. And the Satmar of Kochs and this, 100, whatever. By Esav it says, Vayivaz Esav Esabachoyra. Say Chazal, Ma Biza, Imoy Tchias HaMesim. You're attacking Esav, and you're Oved Avei Dezori, did five Averis that day. If you believed in Tchias HaMesim, you believe in true. If you don't believe in Tchias HaMesim, you can't believe in true. That's what Chazal says, Shara Chesav Eiz Ki Volet, Aber mikan remez l'tchias ha-meisim. Aber aminu makofim l'tchias ha-meisim. How do they take an ester on Sukkot? What in the world is that? Billy. Because shoyer is what creates an eagle. And it was aveir. And Lur Chal Yisrael could say nir v'nitcha. Ester, according to many deists, was what? Rishon l'chesh ben avoynes ot chet ha-tzadas. From all of this, the whole idea of this avoyda is that a person is never nir v'nitcha. You could always have ato toshub t'chayenu. What happened at the Akedah? Said the Pirkei Blazer, Pirkei Lamed Aleph. The Abe, when the Sakin was by the throat of Yitzchak, Parchon Deshmos, he died. And then you heard the voice, Mibein Shnei Akruvim, right? Al Tishlach Yotcha Lanar, Yitzchak at Chiyas HaMesim, and the Sakin, the Bracha, Barat Mechayamism. Once this Chiyas HaMesim, there's a concept of Shuvah. You can't have one without the other. This answers another 1,000 Medrash Pliyas and Kashas, right? But the idea is not just it's a remez, a rov can make a drosh on it. So pshat is that tshuva is tchiyas ha-meisim. Hainu hach. That a person can be resurrected, a person becomes a new person. The pasuk says, ki lo sach pois b'moiz ha-mes. Right? Shuva echoy. The famous kashi, the chavaz yor asks, b'moiz ha-mes. Right? Why the double expression? Once the guy died, the Abraham doesn't want it. He should be a mes l'netzach. They'll be tchias ha-meisim. Therefore, v'shuva l'chayu, do tshuva. You know what it says in Pasuk? Vayitzer Hashem Elohim. Hashem Elohim. That all this foreign bring. The Zohar asks, every time it says in Maisa Bereishis, Asar Mamoris, what does it speak about? Vayomer Elohim. Elohim, Elohim, Elohim. Except, b'yoyim asoyis, Hashem Elohim Erzman. Why? So that everything else is what? A nifse is kol, it's finished. Except Shemayim Voros. They're nitzchim. Right? Therefore, the Eibush is not miyachet Shemaya God, l'shemavaya, by something which is oy bazoy shtel v'shayla, it says v'yitzer Hashem Elikim esa odom min adoma. Yeah? Therefore, Rashi was bothered. Hashem Elikim. V'yitzer, says Rashi, two yuds. The two yitziris. Yitzir leim hazeh, yitzir leim haba. Pshat is a yitzir leim hazeh, which afterwards you die. But then there's another Yitzhira El Haba, the Tchias HaMesim. And if Tchias HaMesim, then there is Tshuva. Right? That says, Dayan Vayis in Nechaz Yitzchok, that's Pshat, Tshuva Yisrael Ad, or Chazal Dashan Eid, Hashem Elikecha. Since the Shem Havaya here, the Chayla B'Tchiyas HaMeisim, if there's Tchiyas HaMeisim, you could be Poyel Tchiyas HaMeisim, Elam Haba and Elam Hazim. That's Rabbi Akiva, that is Yom Kippur. Let me just conclude. I often hear people say, Rabbi, you know, I'm Chuyin, life is complex. Life is complicated, you know? The emes is, life is not complicated. Life is very, very simple. Elohim also is Odom Yosher. If you're living right, life is very simple. You could sleep at night, you have nothing to worry about. People are complex. People are crazy. I say two things you have to remember. You don't need any other Musar than this. I say all the time the word, V'yadato hayoyim v'ashevoyis alovecha ki Hashem hu elikim, einoid. It's four matters, einoid. There's nothing else in life you have to know. You don't have to have a PhD. You don't have to learn psychology and sociology. You don't, even if you don't know every eger in the vast areas of Yiddishkeit, you still don't know. Right? You know that Hashem Olikim, there's nothing else in life worth knowing. What our Yid have to know is a famous word from David Lelever, I say this all the time, like the sharps, the Musar that I know. When the would-be convert came to Hashem Hill, Hill told him what? Madalach sanu lechavrich. Whatever is hated, whatever is not amenable, lechavrich to your chibur with the Rabbeinu Shalom Lezad. Everything else is pirusha zulgemer. In other words, in life, everything, either what I'm doing now, this project, this Indian, either it's part of the problem or it's part of the solution. Either this brings me, David learned from Achitoyevel, Shnei Dvarim, only two things in life. Either this brings me closer to the Eibishter or it's merachik me from the Shechina. That's all you got to know. In this generation, you should know one thing. I'll tell you one vort. Well, actually, one story. There's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. You all know the Gemara. Lo haya David ro'eh le'isamaisa, ela l'hayres truva li'ochet. What? I saw a beautiful pshat from the Shemir Munim Rebbe. Remember the vort? What pshat? Based on a story. Once in a time, there was a simple yid. Simple yid, like in the olden days. And he was busy, Erev Shabbos, whatever, he got involved, whatever. And he came, by the time his wagon came back to whatever, they already started Kabbalah Shabbos in Shul. Whatever, not what L'chatchila you'd want. So he felt terrible, so he went to Remechus Lotshever for a tikkun. He gave him azah, pekel of taniyos, of tikkunim, he had to keep him busy for a long time. He finally finished the allotted amount of taniyos and tigufim and whatever. Punkt of Hashem Tov came to town. And he told him, Rabbi, give me noch tikkunim. Like, Safik, it was Safik ben Ashmoshetan, you know, whatever. But Hashem Tov heard what Remechus Lotshever told him, and all tikkunim and the fast, forget it. Go bring a liter or whatever of neiris to shul, for lichtigkeit and the smedish, that'll be the end of your tikkunim gemar. That's all you need to do. He bought himself the required amount that the Baal Shem Tov taught for Neirus, right? And that was, that broke the shul. That Friday night, a dog entered the shul, the Bais Medrash, and ate up all the candles. This is not a normal thing. Dogs go around into Bais Medrash eating up candles. He went, b'bahol, he's out of his mind, like as if the Eibishter was tired of his tikkun. And he went to the Baal Shem Tov with demoy, out of his mind. The Baal Shem Tov gleich gechab, that is a peder for Remechus Lotshever. The peder for Remechus Lotshever. He told him, "Oisani, the Baal Shem Tov was mevatel. Don't bring a liter of candles, right? Is a peder for Remechus." So he told the simple Jew, after Shabbos, go to the Lotshever, and I'm telling him, I'm going to use him next Shabbos. He comes to me for Shabbos in Mezhbur. Right? The Rebbe, Remechus Lotshever was a tamidim chichshum by the Baal Shem Tov, right? And Remechus Lotshever is driving with his balagol, driving to Mezhgur, and there's this pekak and that pekak and this red light and this traffic jam. And that Shabbos, Dafka, the Baal Shem Tov took in Shabbos early than usual. By the time Remechus Lotshever rolled into the Bais Medrash with his wagon, they were in the middle of all the Shabbos. Versteht sich Remechus Lotshever, who was, I have two in-laws who are like sons-in-law and daughter-in-law, or ain't the Remechus Lotshever. Holy, holy. You can imagine Remechus Lotshever like felt like offerveif. He understood this was not normal. Suddenly, every possible crazy traffic issue, he understood that's a fakir, a kapeda from Hashem. So he went and said, Rebbe, Ilam Deinu Rabin. So Hashem told Remechus Lotshever, you're a tzaddik. you were never toyim tamchet. You don't know what it means to be a leiv nishper v'nitche after an aveir. Because you never experienced an aveir yourself. So when it comes to a tikkun, you throw the book. Mommy, you had 3 billion fast. Right? You can't give be a rebbe and give tikkunim for yidden if you don't know the eitzel leiv ha'odim. And therefore, I wanted you to. You can't be misakin for your friend unless you're also mechuyev bedover. As a kupa shel shrotzim, as the Gemara puts it. And I wanted you to be nichshel and epis kiuzeh, whatever, before this man anyway. You know what I mean? And therefore, you'll be able. Das pshat said the shemer munim rebbe. The Gemara avoyd zor loy hoye David royal oizim meisa by David Melo shtein pasuk v'libi chol bekirbi. Right. He wouldn't shy it to an aveir. Nervos, why was the Ibrishim machshulim? K'dei lehoir is tshuva, to be able to teach a derech tshuva for other people. So in this generation, wants to be mekel, right? There was a big Rebbe in Borough Park, the Yitzchak of Amshinov. And he was learning with a chassid of his, Igeres HaTshuva from the Alter Rebbe. In the beginning of Perek Gimel, he brings all the tikkunim from fast days of the Agnur Kubolim. Right, for tikkunim. And that this younger man turns to him and says, Rebbe, if I'd fast the rest of my life, I would never, I'll still be fasting. Right? Besides the fact they won't have a long life. Right? So the Amshul Rebbe said, in the olden days, in the time of the Arizal, everyone was frum. Everyone was erlich. It was so hard to sin and so easy to be frum. And therefore, when you want to throw the book at a person, right, the tikkunim were very sure. Today, it's so hard to be erlich. It's so hard to be frum, the gas, the street, everything is upside down, inside out. Right? Therefore, if the averis are easier, then the tshuva, the tikkun tshuva has to be easier. Nervos. The emes is, big deal, because it's the Eibishter, mi metar eschem is the chavichim shemayim. What do we got to do? Get rid of the chatzitas. All these things that are not, the sunni lechavrich, that don't help us, and your cell phones, whatever rubbish you have in your life. Me, I'm talking to myself, you know? Right? Whatever rubbish which is not conducive to your avodas Hashem, get rid of. Get rid of the chatzitzes, be toivel, the stonem is formed as a word, beyan arochas, you're toivel in the Eibishter. And that, when a person realizes that, everyone said this year is tov shin pei alf, right? As the wags say, ois tov shin pei, right? But tov shin pei alf is a famous from Sofer making the rounds, is me ashvis, right? Tov shin pei alf. Me'ashpis yorim evyoin. What is evyoin? Worse than an onni, worse than a dal. An evyoin is toiv l'chol dover. The person is toiv for every dover, shebekdusha, me'ashpis yorim evyoin. The Eibusha gives us the gemar chsi metoiva. Not like the Rebbe's. In my family, my wife had a bubba, tzedek is a kluger person. The Rebbe said on her, she's a wise woman. So we call each other before the show, for Yom Kippur, we just say, vide baba hot gewunsh. You don't have to say the whole conversation. Like the Baba one. The Rebbe's want an Atzilus, you know, in Madrigas. The Baba's want the Gashmi is Bona Chayim Mezoina down here. The Eber's Helfen Takas, I mean, Mi Ashbis Yoram Evian, which all are Bona Chayim Mezoina Bechulim Revichet.